Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla on board International Space Station. Calls his journey beginning of a new era. Captain Shukla describes it collective achievement for entire nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Government issues model rules for felling of trees on agricultural land to promote agroforestry. India achieves 78% decline in the under-5 mortality rate, surpassing the global reduction of 61%. At least 16 Pakistani soldiers killed and 29 people injured in a suicide attack in northwestern Pakistan today. And in women's T20 cricket, India set a target of 211 runs for hosts England at Trent Bridge in the first of 5-match series. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who is on board the International Space Station. Mr. Modi said Shubhanshu's journey marks the auspicious beginning of a new era. Sharing his experiences with Prime Minister Modi, Captain Shukla said he has learnt a lot during his training, saying that his journey is a collective achievement for the entire country.
आप आज मातृ भूमि से भारत भूमि से सबसे दूर है लेकिन भारतवासियों के दिलों के सबसे करीब है आपके नाम में भी शुभ है और आपकी यात्रा नए युग का शुभ आरंभ भी है इस समय बात हम दोनों कर रहे हैं लेकिन मेरे साथ 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों की भावनाएं भी हैं मेरी आवाज में सभी भारतीयों का उत्साह और उमंग शामिल है अंतरिक्ष में भारत का परचम लहराने के लिए मैं आपको हार्दिक बधाई और शुभकामनाएं देता हूं तो सबसे पहले तो ये बताइए वहां सब कुशल मंगल है
जी प्रधानमंत्री जी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आपकी विशेष का और 140 करोड़ मेरे देशवासियों के विशेष का मैं यहाँ बिल्कुल ठीक हूँ सुरक्षित हूँ आप सबके आशीर्वाद और प्यार की वजह से बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है बहुत नया एक्सपीरियंस है ये और कहीं ना कहीं बहुत सारी चीजें ऐसी हो रही हैं जो दर्शाती हैं कि मैं और मेरे जैसे बहुत सारे लोग हमारे देश में और हमारा भारत किस दिशा में जा रहा है ये जो मेरी यात्रा है ये पृथ्वी से ऑर्बिट की 400 किलोमीटर तक की जो छोटी सी यात्रा है ये सिर्फ मेरी नहीं है मुझे लगता है कहीं ना कहीं हमारे देश की भी यात्रा है बिकॉज जब मैं छोटा था मैं कभी सोच नहीं पाया कि मैं एस्ट्रोनॉट बन सकता हूं लेकिन मुझे लगता है आपके नेतृत्व में आज का भारत ये मौका देता है और उन सपनों को साकार करने का भी मौका देता है तो ये बहुत बड़ी उपलब्धि है मेरे लिए और मैं बहुत गर्व फील कर रहा हूं कि मैं यहां पे अपने देश का प्रतिनिधित्व कर पा रहा हूं
कैप्टन शुक्ला सेड इंडिया लुक्स वेरी ग्रैंड एंड मच बिगर फ्रॉम स्पेस
भारत सच में बहुत भव्य दिखता है बहुत बड़ा दिखता है जितना हम मैप पे देखते हैं उससे कहीं ज्यादा बड़ा और पृथ्वी की वननेस की फीलिंग है जो हमारा भी मोटो है कि अनेकता में एकता उसका महत्व ऐसे समझ में आता है बाहर से देखने में कि लगता है कि कोई बॉर्डर एग्जिस्ट ही नहीं करता कोई राज्य नहीं एग्जिस्ट करता कंट्रीज नहीं एग्जिस्ट करती फाइनली हम सब ह्यूमैनिटी का पार्ट है और अर्थ हमारा एक घर है और हम सबके सब उसके सिटीजन्स हैं
कैप्टन शुक्ला इज द सेकंड इंडियन एस्ट्रोनॉट हु हैज ट्रैवल्ड टू स्पेस 4 decades after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma made the cosmic journey as part of a Soviet mission in 1984. The Prime Minister has said India is a country devoted to service and humanity. He said while the world tried to quell violence with violence for thousands of years, India introduced the power of non-violence. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the centenary celebrations of Acharya Vidyanandaji Maharaj in New Delhi today. He asserted that the nation placed the spirit of serving humanity above all else.
PM Awas Yojana ho, Jal Jeevan Mission ho, Ayushman Bharat Yojana, Jarurat-mand logon ko Mupt Anaj, aisi har yojana mein समाज के अंतिम पायदान पर खड़े व्यक्ति के प्रति सेवा भाव है यानी कोई भी पीछे न छूटे, सब साथ चलें, सब मिलकर आगे बढ़ें, यही आचार्य श्री विद्यानंद मुनिराज की प्रेरणा है और यही हमारा संकल्प है।
The Prime Minister emphasized that the nation must move forward by embracing both development and heritage. He also stressed to free the nation from a colonial mindset. Prime Minister Modi said Acharya Vidyananda Muni is a modern beacon of ancient Indian tradition. He also said Acharya Sri Vidyananda Ji did not limit his life to mere spiritual practice, but made it a powerful medium for reconstruction of society and culture. The program marked the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyananda Ji Maharaj. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 123rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The government has issued model rules for the felling of trees on agricultural land in a bid to promote agroforestry. It also aims at doubling farmers' incomes, increasing tree cover outside forests, mitigating climate change, reducing timber imports, and ensuring sustainable land use. The rules also support India's climate goals under the Paris Agreement. The Environment Ministry, in a letter sent to all state chief secretaries, said the objective of it is to enhance the ease of doing business in agroforestry and incentivize farmers to integrate trees into their farming systems without facing undue procedural hurdles. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said the preamble of any constitution is its soul and it is not changeable. Addressing a book release function in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said a change was effected in the Indian constitution at a time when people were virtually enslaved during emergency. Mr. Dhankar said addition of words socialist, secular and integrity in the preamble during the emergency signaled betrayal of the mindset of the framers of the constitution.
The preamble of Indian constitution is unique. The preamble has been imparted by we the people of India, except Bharat. Nobody's constitution's preamble has undergone change. And why? Preamble is not changeable. Preamble is not alterable. Preamble is the basis on which constitution has grown. Preamble is the seed of the constitution. It is soul of the constitution.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. India has achieved a 78% decline in the under-5 mortality rate, surpassing the global reduction of 61%. As per the United Nations Interagency Group for Child Mortality Estimation 2024 report, the neonatal mortality rate has also declined by 70% as compared to 54% globally. The Health Ministry said with continued focus on improving vaccine coverage, India has taken a proactive and inclusive approach to reach underserved populations. More from our correspondent.
Vaccination remains one of the most powerful and cost-effective public health interventions. As a result of the continued and intensified implementation of vaccination drives, India's percentage of zero-dose children to the total population has declined from 0.11% in 2023 to 0.06% in 2024. India's unwavering commitment to immunization is evident through its universal immunization program, which provides free vaccination services annually to around 3 crore pregnant women and 2.6 crore infants. Currently, India's universal immunization program covers 12 vaccine preventable diseases. With Dipendra Kumar, Saklan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has witnessed a historic surge in social protection coverage, which covers 94 crore citizens across the nation. International Labour Organization DG Gilbert Humpo has said India's social security coverage has increased from nearly 25% in 2019 to 64% in 2025.
In India, for example, a regional forum on responsible business practices for inclusive and sustainable society brought forward very concretely and now the 10 well-documented case studies on how we expand social justice through responsible business practices, in addition for moving the social protection coverage for barely 25% to 64%.
In Bihar, polling concluded peacefully today for general election in 6 Nagar Panchayats and by poll in 36 other municipal bodies. According to the State Election Commission, an estimated 62.41% voter turnout was recorded. With this election, Bihar successfully conducted the process of e-voting system using mobile-based applications. State Election Commissioner Deepak Prasad told Akashvani the e-voting has opened future avenues and revolutionary reforms in the process of voting.
अगले आने वाले समय में ये एक रेवोल्यूशनरी स्टेप की तरह ये गाइड करेगा बुजुर्ग लोग या फिर दिव्यांग लोग या फिर असाध्य रोग से पीड़ित ग्रसित व्यक्ति या फिर गर्भवती महिलाएं और माइग्रेंट लेबरर जो बहुत लोग जो बाहर रोजी रोटी के लिए जाते हैं. इनके अलावा एक ऐसा तबका भी है जो कि वल्नरेबल ग्रुप बोलते हैं, जो बाहर आके वोट डालने से घबराते हैं. तो ऐसे लोगों के लिए भी ये भविष्य में एक वरदान साबित होगा आने वाले दिनों.
The BJP today slammed the Mamata Banerjee-led TMC government in West Bengal over crime against women in the state. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said the entire country is deeply saddened by the horrific incident of gang rape in a law college in Kolkata. Mr. Patra said BJP President JP Nadda has formed a committee which will soon visit the spot and submit its report to the national president. At least 16 Pakistani soldiers were killed and 29 people were injured in a suicide attack. According to police, the explosion also caused the roofs of 2 houses to collapse, injuring 6 children. The police said a suicide bomber rammed an explosive-laden vehicle into a military convoy. Local media reported that the attack was claimed by the suicide bomber wing of the Hafiz Gul Bahadur armed group, which is affiliated with the Pakistani Taliban. Himachal Pradesh has been experiencing heavy monsoon rainfall over the past few days, and the spell of intense rain continues in several parts of the state today as well. More from our correspondent.
Heavy rainfall continues across most parts of the Himachal Pradesh, including the capital Shimla. Water levels in all major rivers and streams in the state have risen. So far, 17 people have lost their lives in incidents related to heavy rain, cloudburst, and floods. Moreover, property worth over 300 crore has been damaged. Additionally, 37 roads are still blocked due to landslides. The meteorological department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rain in the state for the next 2 days. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In women's T20 cricket, India have set a target of 211 runs for hosts England at Trent Bridge in the first of the 5-match series. Put into bat first, India posted 210 runs, losing 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, the hosts were 46 for 2 in 5 overs when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla on board International Space Station, calls his journey beginning of a new era. Captain Shukla describes it collective achievement for entire nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Government issues model rules for felling of trees on agricultural land to promote agroforestry. India achieves 78% decline in the under 5 mortality rate, surpassing the global reduction of 61%. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.